the last thing in the year, creeper higher, bringing the higher, and then we are ready to start tomorrow. Now the Mishnah that I bought, that's the only Gemara that is not in dirty places. I'm not going over that Gemara now, but just a few lines. Meine Zula, die Chemische Lied als Zimmes Agili. So then he spreads. What is Zimmes Agili? That above the heel, above the ankle, the convergence we have, the convergence of tendons. You can say, convergence of tendons. Achilles tendon is called because of the story in Hona, I don't know, somebody shot the other one, you know, in the Achilles tendon and he died. It's a very sensitive place. I told you, there is one person in Chicago who fell down because of the dancing by Schillebach and his wedding years ago, and somebody, unintentionally of course, stepped on him at the spot of the Achilles tendon. So then he had to be in the hospital in New York for months, and surgery once or twice. Finally he was cured, but it's a problem even today. With all the problems, there is a second Achilles tendon. So he took some sardine from his place. Now, if you look, the tenth big line in the Gemara, Omar Rav Asher, Chaitis, I don't want to go over the whole Mishnah in the Gemara because it's not our area now. Omar Rav Asher, Chaitis, Komidamis, Vadode, in Imrim, the Chaitis, Zudim, Rezu. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't ask any questions. And you can't use, you know, just common sense. It's based upon the fact sometimes the facts seem strange. Let's say, Chit Chomikam, if he's chitik in the place of the convergence of tendons, of the Achilles tendon over here, you see. So then it's made. But suppose he cuts off here, beneath the knee, it's chayav. So here it's only, he cuts off a little bit, and here he cuts off, I mean, the whole half of the leg. So certainly it's been made, but it's not like it. Oh, it's a melee, the Rambam says, mentions a bit of it. So that goes without saying, that if a behemoth is the lower head of the hind leg of the behemoth is cut off at the very outset, it's chaos. I mean, I said goes without saying, it's not so much. There are two things. There's the second lotion of the Moria. According to the first lotion, so even if you, the behemoth is crazy, even if you cut off the shoulder, the knee, but according to the second, most Rishonim pask on like second question. Rashi passes on like the first question. But most Rishonim pask on like second question. The Shulchan Aruch and the Chaber has two Rishonim, and the Ramot pask on like the first question. But this goes according to the second question. cuts off the vein, his hand, beneath the knee at the very outer, it's shaken. But if he cuts off below at the bottom of the shoich, the bottom of the shoich, how do you call the number? Shank, the bottom of the shank. So above the ankle, where you have the convergence of the tendons, the Achilles tendon, then it's straight. Then it's in a high. So the Ramban says, the Ramban raises a question. Suppose that I would say, somebody cut off the behemoth's foot here at the bottom, so it's straight. Huh? Then, a week later, he decided to cut it off here. So the Ramban has his suffix and then comes to the conclusion that the moment he does it, so it is clear. But the Ramban admits that it's impossible that a Rime should have a Shemreike, have a Shemreike, and then become Shira again. That such a thing is impossible. So he says, in case he cuts it off on the top, then it's Hubra, Dovolim Afreya, that it was never recreated. But if he didn't cut it off again beneath the knee, then it would have been recreated. So, but once he cuts it off again beneath the knee, so it's retroactively determined that until he cut it off, it was only misogynous and not trade. So it's chill. Now let's turn to the Rosh, paragraph Zion. The Rosh and Pilim, Pilim, Behim, and Kashim. Line is in paragraph Zion, it's that Kufayin Omid Aleph, the second column, the eighth line. Vihiksha Rambanza, in Kain, in Nechtiku, in Nechtiku, Agidin, the Tzumus Agidin, the converging tendons, Achilles tendon, Yachtich Kola Regel in Milo, in Tzumus Agidin, Vitazel Achshir. Tires de Nachanami, the Hosrole Achero, Elovadai Mushohata Hashem to some Sagidin, Trey, Shariyeshbo. But suppose he doesn't cut off the hind leg beneath the knee, then he's straight. Shariyeshbo Makashin Achayabo. You see that the Ramban emphasized the Nachayab. We see from that, from the Ramban, that it is an essential fact. Not a coincidence. But we explained it. It doesn't mean that the Chayo is per se constitutes the essence of the Shemprego. The Chayo is descriptive of the degree of seriousness of the organic result. But it's not a minor organic result. It's an very, very, very major organic chisson. Why is it so major? Because it's fatal. That's why it's made. So he said, "V'tiret dinochaname, dichozol lechshira, elavada yimshochat hashmito tzumisagidin treifu, shariish b'makoshin echayabo, v'afal pishimu yachit echaregel emaylo, iso chayabo, hashtimie beizinien, shatreifes bo bo ein echayabo." A filu, it's a bill samoni, bidor samoni, it's the correct way. A filu bidor samoni. Avo chotach lemo. You see how the Ramban emphasizes. So, monefshach, if in the case where he performed surgery and they amputate the whole lower half hind leg, so it is kshero, so even before he performed the surgery, there is a possibility of a surgical cure, so he should also not be trefo. It's not nizalomos. There is a possibility of a cure. So he says, no, there is no possibility of a cure through a therapeutic cure. Bidos amonim is a therapeutic cure. There is no cure possible, therapeutical. There is no possibility of the therapeutic cure. Avol v'mchotachom ayolim tzimisad yidin, kelim shchitoso v'chayiso, v'hakin shochto lab mitzvah yidin yizu. In other words, the trefo consists in the organic chisong. What organic chisong? Organic chisong of chtuchas sumesagin. But if it amputates the whole lower left hind leg, so the chisong of chtuchas agin is not there anymore. In other words, it's like a transplant. In a reverse way, like a transplant. In other words, he removed everything. But logically, there is a common denominator between a cure consisting in a transplant, because it removes the chisson, and the cure consisting in amputating the lower leg, the lower half hind. Why, in other words? It's not nezalomos anymore, because it's not chtuchas agin anymore. But as long as it remains in the state of chtuchas agin, it is fatal. It is fatal. It is fatal. Isn't it the same kind of logic, similar logic, as the Rambam in regard to Lechi Eli, even though it's possible to make it live through a transplant of a Lechi Eli, but that is not a therapeutic cure. But as long as the organic chisong remains, so then it's impossible for the baby. So here too, as long as the chisong of Tula Sagidim remains, it's impossible. But you can eliminate the state of the soul. The state of the soul. Yeah, you see, the Rambam, that doesn't mean that the Rambam has to agree with the Rambam. There is a difference. Because in the case of a transplant, so you mamish remove the soul. But here you could argue, I would argue it. I don't want to argue the Ramban, has it shown. But I would say the Ramban didn't discuss it. Here, it's impossible to remove the chisong. Why, you cut a little more, so that means you widen the chisong. It's not, so the Ramban shit is, since only the chtuchas sumes agidin is fatal, but the chtuchas aregel, limato, below the knee, is not fatal, so it's not considered as a widening of the chisong, but as an elimination of the chisong. But the Rambam could be chelik and Rambam and say that this is not considered as an elimination of the chisong, it's a widening of the chisong. But in the case of the transplant, then you mamish retrieve the chisong. So there we could agree, we could say that. Alright, anyway. Avon Hotakman to Sagin to the Shotos of the Khoiso, for Hakin Shokto, Lab Mithos Hagin is a Lechtik Sagel in Matam Nakubok Sheo, Vin Tema. That's all the Ramban's Losh for Ischilo Makazula Hakin's born, he say, Misukenesi the Lloyd Trayfo. Why is Misukenes? Why is Kenes? But that's it. It's not our Indian. So, וכשרו, וכי מוצינו טריפס נכשוריס, ראי השני כבו, וליסוביר בביסרה, טריפו, חוזרו ונזבחו הוכשו. עד כאן לשין הרמב״ן. End of quote. Now start the lotion of the rosh. וידעס וכי גריפו. שטריפו תרזר להכשירו בדיורו, אלא מיד כשנחתכו בתמס הגידים, מייסו, בלוחותכו מתחילו למיילו איסו חיו, אבל אחר שנחתכו בתמס הגידים, שוב אין לו תקוני, שכבר נכנס בוכי להחיפס, ואין להם תקוני בתייסס ברגע. סוד הראש, ישראל כאן מציאס, with Rambam. Rambam says that even though the Chassum Sagidim is fatal, but there is one Eitze that it shouldn't be fatal. It shouldn't be fatal. And that is, if you amputate the lower half of the hind leg completely, that the Rosh says there is no Eitze. Because once it was Nechtach in the Chassum Sagidim, so it will be fatal even after you amputate the lower half leg. When do we say chit chom kam v'chayo? If at no time was there a chtiche in the tzum sagimiyaye. But if there was a chtiche in the tzum sagimiyaye, then it's futile to amputate. It's too late already to amputate. It's too late. That's what he said. And the Rosh not the only Rishon Yisrael and Rambam, the Rashbo Yisrael and Rambam, the Ram Yisrael and Rambam, and the Rav Amiri Yisrael and the fine word Yisrael and Rambam. When we talk about the taste of the Rav, we don't know the way that we are in the Masri and the Istabeach. And we see for our own. Okay, yes.
The logic of the Rambam would be like the Torah, like the Rambam.
You could agree with both, I think. Because there is a difference. You could agree not only with the logic of the Rambam, so you could say it's like the Rambam, but you could agree with the oneness of the two also. And but you would say, one second, excuse me. There, so the Torah says that it's not made of lumps, because there is a possibility to eliminate the chisol. And then it will live. Mashem can hear, the Rosh says, it will not live. So you can agree with the Torah too. The Ramban applies the lomdus of the Rambam, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam has to apply the lomdus of the Ramban.
The Ramban says that once, that even if you would cut it off and not cure the mouth itself, so we would still say it wouldn't be a trait anymore. It's a shoot of the Ramban.
Once you do it.
So that's the same as the Dutch.
But before, if you don't do it, it is a type.
Yeah,
it is a type.
So the Ramban is Shimat HaTorah.
So what?
The Ramban is Shimat HaTorah. The Torah says that if you go ahead and you...
No, maybe the Ramban can agree with the Rambam also.
Yeah, but...
But it can agree with the Rambam also. And the Rambam also. Because the Ramban also admits, here everybody admits, that if you don't amputate the lower head leg, so then it remains straight. It remains straight. Everybody admits that. The Ramban only says if he takes the initiative and he amputates the lower half of the hind leg, then it's not treated. So it's retroactively determined that it was never treated. But suppose he doesn't do that, it is treated. Even though there is a possibility to do that, still treated. That's like the lomdus of the Rambam. It's similar to lomdus of the Rambam.
If you explain the two cases that are equal, so the Rambam is like a tour, the two cases are equal, the case of Tumas Agir and the case of Lachi Olyam. So then the Rambam is like a tour.
Like a tour, yeah. That's right. If the two cases had been equal, then it would be like a tour. But they're not equal. With not equal, some melee, the Ramban can be like the Rambam too. Like the Rambam too. I think so. All right, now we are finished with the Indian. Pray for Chayo, pray for Inner Chayo. I think I discussed it, All the shits are ashamed of it. We are going to start the Gemara, Daf Mem He, but just in order, you know, to coordinate it with this, the order of this morning in Shulchan Aruch, just a small piece of Gemara, one line. I mean, I didn't tell you about it, but there's nothing yet. I mean, there, one of the Shech Maitse is Gudil Shemel Bezu Biruba, if the skull of the behemoth was bruised in the major portion, So that so turned to Daphne based on the base. The 10th line from the top. The Gilgale Chanel de Suderuba, Boy Rav Yirmiyeh, Reiv Geivo or Reiv Keivo. In other words, the way the Torah explained it, we'll soon see. If we say Reiv Geivo, so it means now let's say Reiv Geivo, so Rashi says, Mino Naimu Limailo, Reiv Keivo, Godel Mireiv Geivo. Godel Mireiv Geivo. So Reiv Geivo means Minonaimu Lemailo, or here. And Reiv Keivo is means like this. That's how it seems from Rashi, but also in see. Table. Table. All right. Now let's, before we start the Gemara, let's go over Simon Choftes. I think we went over Simon Choftes, but let's go over in the tour Simon Choftes. Ksivu boso basode treifel isecheiv. Bikana zor litreiv, ustam treike heine eche torfa ari, vichayetzebe, uveiv shediris eiseiv adiris, kinaneitz vichayetzebe. Now there's a machlekes rishenim, what neitz is. So according to some rishenim, neitz is what we call in English hawk. You know, it's in a term, you know. Hawk is the symbol of an aggressive person, it's a hawk, you know, a hawk and a dove. A And according to another pshat in Shainin, Neitzi, what is called in English, the falcon. The falcon. V'alkochoch la'aire b'nitri ful meiso. He died. Imkin haro in the veil. He bowed in the veil. She humsal v'achirim u'shiniso ma'atzmo. El ma'aire sh'nitri ful ba'dayin lo'y meiso. Wie Epschalema, die betreffe Baume, Schuhuk, so Max, so Kohl, Schuhu, Tia, so. It's like the Rambam, he says. In other words, if a chayo, a beast, grabbed the behemoth and then somebody snatched the behemoth out of the claws of the chayo and nothing was done, he should also be a so. Now, Doksiv, Lakeret, Tashlichan, Almo, Mayre, בעניין שנחיל ויחיד וינרו יואל ויקלת ובו להשמיינו כין שנטריפו בעניין שנחיל ויחיד אפילו אם קידן בשוחתו עשור כין שיודענו דבנטריפו עד שנחיל ויחיד עשור אם כן הוא עדין אם נראה לו מעצמו חיל שנחיל ויחיד ממנו שיהיה עשור יחייך לגבי נבילה עם חילוב בניסו מעצמו או עם ניסו על די אחר, כך עם חילוב בטריפו בניטריפו על די אחרים או עם ניטריפו מעצמו על די חיל. שבכל עניין יתחייב, וזהו ששונינו כל שם קומי אוכי יתחייב, ויש מיני חולויים שהלוך עלינו שמסיני שהם יתרפו בהם, לפי שהם יחיל לכס ממסור, יתממש נקורדנס ודשתס הרמה. והם שמינו דרוסו ניקובו חסירו ניקורדס מנשן לגמורי, פסוקו קרוו נפולו שבועו וכל התרפס נכלולים ולחס. כוסף הרמבו, אף על פי שכל מהלוך למיש מסיני, אין לך בפירוש מנתר או לדרוסו, ולכך החמירו בו, וכל סופק שיסתפק בדרוסו עושר, ושום ניתן טריפייס, יש בין סופק שמתורים, now this is very difficult רמבו, we went over ראשון הרמבו once, the רמבו says, the sins Drusso is explicitly stored out by the Torah, Bosa Basso, the Trif, Israelo. So Shlishomiko means torn by a beast. What kind of beast? Ferocious beast, like a lion. So it was torn to such an extent that it's native lumps. So Mele, Sophic Drusso is Osir. And how about other Trifes? Sophic isn't Osir. So these are Trifes. Any one of the interest rates. So he's the Reise, so speak the Reise of the Chumre. So how does Rambam say, Ushomin et Zayn Trefes, Yeish ben Sofik Shemutor, Gehinni Miforesh Eiso Malzei Da Hilu Chabehimo, Vi Asrim Reish. So what's the Pshat Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnei is the Pshat Rambam. I think, I mean, you'll see that some say it. But it's not our Indians, I just want to mention briefly what I think the Pshat in the Rambam is, but it's really implicit in the Bais Yosef Tuami, but not explicit. In other words, what the Rambam, the Kashe the Rambam is, how does the Rambam say that Russo is more humble than all the other treasures? Russo, since it is spelled out by the Torah explicitly, so Sophie Drusso is Osa. And how about other treifes? Ye is fake as the Tamutaris. But the Bani is fake. If it's not in Sophie, there's the Kasha, but it doesn't reach them. In other words, there's certain situations that the Mora discusses. And Ari entered the stable. The door was closed. We don't know what happened there. But the door was closed. And say, if they were quiet, the hymns were quiet, they didn't scream and stuff. So then we assume the Dharmi didn't touch him. So under certain circumstances, that's in regard to Dhruso himself, I mean. So, but if it's a real Sophic, if it's a real Sophic, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Sophic Dhruso or Sophic Nikipas Kumishal Meach. If it's a Sophic, it's a Sophic Dhruso Lechumre. So what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam mean, the whole Sophic she is stopping to Sosa. Ushomini Zayin Trefes, Yeh Ben Sophic Shemetor. There is no Sophic. It is a real Sophic opportunity. But there are certain Sveikes where the presumption is it was not Mikvot Kram Shomeach. So even regard to Tuso, there are certain situations. Certain Sveikes, if you want to call it Sveikes. Let's say, the Ataris is, no, it's not a Sophic. It's not a Sophic. If, let's say, we see that the behemoths were all quiet and so on, so then it's a Raya. Now, as a matter of fact, Gemara says, Tafun Gimul Amud Aleph, the third line from the end of Ramit, Sophic called Sophic loyal, Amen loyal. If there is a Sophic, I would know that a lion was walking around the stable, but we don't know whether he entered the stable or not. So then we say, Amen loyal. Why? Because since we didn't see him enter the stable, we don't have to be Cheshish. So that's true, so. So, but all Sveikes are also, the answer is that's not Sophic. Shosik, V'eisik Minaye. So, in other words, if it's all quiet, the door of the stable is closed, and it's all quiet in the stable. So then, and then can we shecht and eat the behemoth? So then we say, Eimishalva Shalom. In other words, so then the presumption is, also Shalom Ibnayim. Imoel, Kiderach Kamo Chayish, Inasus Tarbos, Tarbos, Lugdeus, Nyodom, Behemoth, Mazik. If we see a lion enter the stable, all quiet, no one is crying, no one is swinging, nothing, not the behemoth, not Ali. So then the conclusion is wrong, that it's, they made peace, you know. They made peace with each other. It happens, I mean, just as it happens to Chayes, what is a cat? The cat is really a tiger, but still, you know, it lives in peace with everybody. So here too, yes, you. So it's not a Sophic, but if it is a Sophic, there is no difference between Truso and other Sveikes. So I think the pshat is found. In other words, what is the little plain meaning of Ubosa Basode Trefel Israel according to the Rambam in the Torah? That means if the animal was torn by a lion to such an extent that it's not alone, it's only real killer. That means that a lion, call it Eres, Venom, doesn't make any difference. So, punctured the, with its claw, with its claws, it punctured the behemoth to such an extent that it tore completely the internal organs, the lungs, the heart, and everything. It's not alone. Sometimes we see that the lion entered the stable and we see on the behemoth red marks, very red. We don't know whether it punctured it so deeply that it tore the internal organs, or it didn't tear the internal organs. Some melee, it's all sasu. Why is it sasu? I just saw, because besides the what the Pasuk explicitly spells out, Ubeimo, Ubosa Basod Trimple is Hail, upon the traditional Nikro means torn completely, so then there is no spacious, there is Nikolong, says the Raman explained. But Russo is also mentioned in the Trastatus. Russo is also mentioned in the Trastatus of the Aloha Mishnah Sinai, like all the other, like Nikah, Kumishal Meach, and so on. And what does it mean? Russo is mentioned in the Trastatus, even if we don't know whether it taught the internal organs. But if there are red marks on the Behemoth, on the surface, so then we are chishish, maybe the lion managed to puncture the internal organs without tearing it completely, but causing excessive bleeding and so on, and mainly it's natalomus. It's natalomus, natalomus without medication, all right? But that is in the Aloha Mishnah Sinai, that it is a traitor. So insofar as the Turuse of the Aloha Mishnah Sinai is concerned, so there is always suffering. We know that it really punctured the internal organs to an extent that it's destined to die without medication. Maybe yes, maybe no. Just because we see the red marks and the bursary does not mean that it punctured it to the extent that it's fatal without medication. Maybe it's not fatal even without medication, but it's a suffering. Now the Shiksa Rambam means the Sveike de Reise Minatir is the Kulen. And the whole Aloche of Sveike de Reise is the Chumre, is the Rabbon. But with the Reise, if you have a suffix, Medele suffix Shkutah, you're allowed to. Just like that, the Reise allowed it. Machlik is the Rambam. In the Rashbo Yidush, at the end of the Yidush, mentions Shikis HaRambam in Israel, but the Shikis HaRambam is well known that the Tzvekit HaRaisen in Atero is Likule. So if you have on the table, Yichatich, you don't know whether it's Nebel or Shkoto, you're allowed to, why are you allowed to this? In other words, you can assume, you can tell that it's Shkoto. But suppose then it turns out it was from the Reise, you are anonymous. Anonymous. You don't have to be chesh. That's the dinator according to the Ramashi. So mainly the question is, why is the Tuhuso Talochon Mishnah Sinai Oseh with the Reise, but after all, if we are not sure whether it tore the internal organs to an extent that it's made along with. So it has red marks, but maybe he just touched it and didn't puncture the internal organs. Sometimes it punctured the internal organs, sometimes not. Just the red marks makes it make lungs. So why is it also? The answer is here we have a special geosarcosis. The Tzveki Gereise is natural. So the melech natinina would be ligabei. If there would be a suffix also. Suppose we have a suffix whether the lion entered this stable or that stable. Some melech are walking. That the behemoths in both stables are also. But isn't it dyslexic? Number one, maybe the lion didn't enter stable number one. Maybe the lion entered stable number two. Assuming the lion entered stable number one, and it did claw the behemoths in stable number one. Not every time when a lion claws the behemoths does he. Does he puncture, does he claw it so deeply that he punctures the internal extent of injecting the samaminas, samrishinu expression, or according to the Rambam, of puncturing, you know, the internal organs to an extent that it's fatal to make the switch is fixed. But the answer is, the Shemaitze says that according to the Rambam, why do we say Svexvik is Buddha? Why do we? That's what Shemaitze. Because once of each is not hermeter, so it's only or some of the Rabbanon. So if you have two Svekis, so really becoming Sveki, the Rabbanon is Likud. So Mele, according to that pshat, in Svek Sveki, according to Rambam, of course you couldn't say that pshat according to Rashboshik, because according to Rashboshik is, so one subject is in the rights of so there is special law of Sveki. But in the Rambam you can say that the reason is why Svek Sveki is muter by the rights of, because one subject is only a single Rabbanon. So Mele, if you have two speakers, so it doesn't apply to Tosa. It doesn't apply to Tosa. Because by Tosa there is a special Zerosakos. Besides the Posik, Boso Basoda, Pshutishon Mikro, or Boso Basoda, Trevor is Chelo, that the lion tore up a behemoth to an extent that it's made almost. So even when we just know that the lion clawed away, but how deeply the lion clawed away, we don't know. Even if we see red marks on the whole organism, it doesn't mean that it tore it up to an extent of being fatal. So it's a subject, can still, it's mentioned in the list of Allah and Shemesinai. So there is a special Zerosakosu. The Tzofik Duruse is also in the right. So the male Svekshvik would also be Osa. This is what I am doing. Rukachach Mirbo, the whole Tzofik, she is tapping in Duruse, even if it's Svekshvik, is Osa. Ushomu is ein Trikes, Yishben Tzofik Shemitor. What kind of Trikes? If there are two Svekshviks. Bin mi forish is some old seed, there's a Loshna Rambam, but I don't mention. Bin mi forish is some old seed, a hill of Habeim, a Vasco Norech. Kugele shenel biso benikat kum shomeach, the chuta shevre shenitza, ki hu nimshach min chuta meach, the azel reish, the nitla alech, the trip sabesh, the zepet, the eid, the akone, the holy vorm apimim, the real leaf, kovid, moro, trul, chulye, בואים ודקים והקילו והקרס הפנים והחיצים והמצים וסקיסים וקורקבן is a cigarette, a gizzard, you know, in the behemoth you have four stomachs and in the north you can say you have two stomachs. It's not two stomachs, it's not four, I mean, but you have the gizzard and you have the crop. The crop is called zepet, and the gizzard is called kurkuman. So the kurkuman bay, the nikab the case, the hole, the little houses. Houses is a unique kind of poison that affects perforation of the intestines. So mele behimo shochlo houses is like. If a behemoth eats cyanide, it's not trash, but behemoth shoch lochalti, this is a special kind of point that affects a chisong in the internal organ. The chalti is minofo leir, in other words, and then the mare, the appearance changed, so it's also trash. Maharachi vor machitzin, kayodayim, batzlois, faraglai, in other words, suppose the foreleg of the behemoth is removed, it's not right. But if the hind leg of the behemoth is removed, the upper part. So according to all the sheep, so it's treif. Vakin treif is yeshin cholaguf, kintruson, pulo, bludo, shochlosam. No, shochlosam amoves, that's not treif, but that's also discussed. Kishanocho, she's not treif, and Noshe Chalev Sheite, that's not treif. Now, Josimen Chotes. Shmeir Mitzrayim Yisrael, Yisimonon Dam Chenek Nefesh, Torusha Nikuva Chaseiro Nitoro Kroa Nifulo Pfuka Shvo. Fine. Now, just Simen Lamed. So, Simen Lamed deals with that piece of Gemara. Govele Shenech Besu Berubo. Boy Rabbi Yomye. Reiv Geivo Reiv Keivo. Teiku. So Rashi says, Regevo min anayim olemayla. Revekevo godel min regevo. From Rashi's Loshin's Mashma, that if we say like the alternative of regevo, it means like this. And if we say the revekevo, so it means like this. So revekevo is godel min regevo. All right, now let's go to the talk. Behimo yechayo shenar biso. Etzen Golgauto, the skull was bruised. Perushen Shreitzi Berube Trefo. So since it's a Bible, each day, whether Rev Gebo or Rev Sinelamed, no, Rev Gebo or Rev Kefo, so he passed from the Chumre. So, Bei Berev Kefo, the Haine Menziose Yolemailo, Shulimata Menayim, isn't it strange? How does Rashi explain? If it's Rev Gebo, so minanayim ulemayo. And if it's Rev Kefo, so it's like this. The circumference of the head. But what does the Torah say? Ben de Rev Kefo, the haine menziosi ulemayo. Shulimato mi'anai. Ben derit govon, dahainim kim shehoshu lishapeya hu limailo mi'anai. Afal kisha kum kayim treifo v'im nifriso. So the strange expression in the Torah is, as it just points out, because Poshet is that Rebbe Kefo, Poshet Haimish Nervisa, Rebbe Gulosh Gongeles. So why does the Torah say, Mimtosi Umailo? Pashtis is, Rebbe Kefo means the rope of the circumference of the head. Why does he say Memtzose Olamailo? So he says Divrei Rabbeinu Tmuyim. That expression is strange. Alright. The Haine Bengerit Govon, the Haine Mimokim Shisru call Ishapea, Hulamailo Menai, Afropisha Kum Kayim Treit, Vinifriso Vichosan Menu Pisela. That has to do with the first simon in Precious. Daphne Daladon Beis, turn to the Gemara Daphne Daladon Beis. Now, first turn to the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah. Daphne Daladon Daladon. Eilu Kshere Di Beimo, Nikva Aga Gere Soi Shen Yizdiko, Ad Kamo Techsa, Rav Shem Gamrei Merad Ki Yisaro Yitao Ki. So in other words, if Igageres was perforated windpipe, it's kshero. But if it severed the rubei, so we learned in the first Mishnah that it's treif. Now the Mishnah says something else, that even if it wasn't severed the rubei, but if it is chaseiro, and if a major portion of the windpipe is chaseiro, so it's also treif. And when do we say Mikva Agageres Nistikov is Kshero? Only if it's a minor portion was Chasero. What is considered a minor portion? Up to Yisrael Taugi. Up to Yisrael Taugi. So that's a minor portion. But if it's more than Yisrael Taugi, that's a major portion. And then it's straight. Then it's straight. Even though it's not Nifsak Berubi. So now turn to the Moram Beis. After the two dots, at Kamotechsa, Omar Zira, Hatun de Loinis Hamelchen Shiure, Shiure Bidinure Kodinoye. Look into the Rashi. Zira said, you that you never saw, and Israel told you that's an Italian coin. So, in Bovel, most people never saw in the life the tzure of an Italian coin. So, so you have to visualize it with another kind of a coin. Because in Israel Talki you don't see what kind of a coin you have to visualize it. The shio of Chasero, the nore kodenoe, that oisoi makirim more aroreto. That was a coin that was used in the country, in the Caucasian place, you know, Caucasian, that's Hore Arochot, that's where the Noach Sad Ark, you know, was finally landed, you know. I mean, Hore Arochot, there's the Caucasian mountains. So, in Bisman Chazal, so the coin that was current in the country, in the Caucasian mountains, was like this, or the same size as the Italian one. Right? That they had, that they saw in Bobo. The Italian coin they didn't see, but the Caucasian coin they saw. She wouldn't have the Habeki Pshites, the Habeki Pshite Sutrese, Mishtakre bin Pshites, and the people who saw. The Caucasian coin is found among the coins that are current, that are used in Pumbedis. Omar Raprine Patroye, he was a banker, you know, who used to exchange coins. So, Ilominoye Habekoye Banafre. That was the name of the Amere. So Yiraf Banafre was standing before me. Uboye mineidin rekod noye lishare betreifis. So he came to Rafchone Patroye, he's a banker. He wanted to be mishare treifis. Now an Italian coin they didn't have, but a Caucasian coin he had. So he came to Rabchone Patroye, the banker, and he asked him to give him a Caucasian coin to be able to mishaya the chisorin in the windpipe. Uboy didn't know Ishaya Rivse. Uboy le make him kamei. So Rabchone wanted to stand up before Banafra, because Banafra was nam godly, biktam trochen. So Banafra didn't let him stand up. Velishav Kinnon, he didn't let him stand up. Omar Lishayv Nishayv. After all, you are a worker, so you cannot stand up. So then you are wasting the time of your employer. That's Gezel. You want to give Kovit Ram Tzachem very nice, but not at the expense of your employer. Shayv Nishayv. In Balum yes Rashoin Lamid Mitam the Rachomin Bishor Shasukim Lachdom. They are giving Hezek to the employer. The Loy Vatnan called Balum yes in Pneya Mishael in Bishlema. The Imran Achino Achino Anshimok in Pleni Biachem. Biachem Bisholem. So the Mishnah in the Kurim mentions that when the Nevi'i Trum Megiyah Bikurim, marched into Yerushalayim, so all the workers who are engaged in the work interrupted their work and they stood up to give kavod, to pay tribute to Megiyah Bikurim. So we see that you are allowed to interrupt your work, to give kavod to a Nesi Mitzvah. Why shouldn't you be allowed to interrupt your work, to give kavod to an Gadol, to an Al Tochen, like Ben Afre? So, for the Mevi'e Bikurim, they do have to interrupt their work, but for an Al Tochen, not an Gadol. So, Omar Abyesi Barobin, Boyorei Kamoch Vivo, Mitzvah Bishaito, Shal Nei Meinim, Tamchom Meinim. So, Gemore refutes that. It's no riot that Mitzvah Bishaito is more precious than Kovet HaMechacham. It might be here there is a special reason. Dilmo Kishliti Nimtso Machchim Los Lovi. Mevi'e Bikurim, they live at the end of Eretz Yisrael, don't but Be'er Sheva. If they won't get covered, they'll hesitate to come again. Listen, so there is a special purpose in interrupting work. But Tom Prochen will not be deterred from learning just because he doesn't get covered. If he will be, so he's not a Tom Prochen anyway. So that means that there is a diminution in his Yerushalayim. If he will minimize his learning because he doesn't get covered. A Talmud Chacham has to learn regardless whether he gets covered or he gets busyness. He has to learn. So, but Mevi'e Bikurim, you have plenty of people. Listen, if you don't give them covered, next time they won't come. What do you do? So after all, you have to be mechazik there. So that's why, not because the kavod of the Eisi Mitzvah Bishaito is more than the kavod of Ramchon. That's not. You refuse that. Omer Rav Nachman, ki sela, ki yesa mechisela, ki yisea, ki yesa mechisela. So let's see how Rashi explained it. Ki sela, look in the Rashi. Ki sela, ki yesa mechisela. Heiche di shiru rabbonon ki sela, ki gaink. Gabi plukte di shetre vi vogeles, dit nam kamo chisom di shetre, u vi vogeles, vi shama yenun kimloi magdeach, u bisil leinu kishot lachai viyomus, vomer avyudam ashmud u ispeku nechim vitraifo, and what does it mean, kishinot lachai viyomus, that's kisela, sela mitzimtzemes, loi magdeach, a drills full, is a sela merovachs, that's what Gemara in Bechiras, daf lamed zayin says, But she not machai the yomus in the salam to semes. Vom Ravilam Ashmur, which became the Henry Trefe. Ravilam Trefe can mean Kikamo Kedishin, Rachai Yomus, Kisela, Vizam Ros, Masnid, and Kisela. Vashmin Rav Noch, and Hoche. So there it says Kisela. The question is, does it mean? So then it's not Mitamit Maseel, and by the Him it's Trefe. Suppose. So if it is more than a sela, if the chisorin in the gulgeles is more than a sela, so then it certainly is straight. The question is, suppose the chisorin is exactly a sela. So does it have a din like less and it's not a trefo, or it has a din the same status as if more than Isela is missing from this call. And it is a trait. So, Rav Nachman tells us, Kisela has the same status as Kiesa Misela. Because if you have a Tzimtzim, Dine Kiesa Misela would trait. You have a trait. And so this is how Rashi explains Kisela, Kiesa Misela is reference to Igogeles. And then Kiesa, that Nisa has the same status. Isa has the same status Eskiesam Yisea. That has to do to our Mishnah here. Daf nun dalet, gabi gageres, the windpipe. So the Mishnah says that if a minor portion of the windpipe is chaser, it's still kshero. Ad ki Yisrael talki. So if an Yisea plus is chaser, then it's treife. Suppose a Nisa Mitzumtzem is removed from the windpipe. Is it treife or kshero? So Rav Nachman tells us that a Nisa Mitzumtzem has the same thing as a Nisa Meruvach, and it's treife. So Rashi's pshat is that Kisela, Kiesa Misela, has reference to Gulgeles. But Rabbanatam, in the beginning of Elitreifes, he says that the Chinli Treifo does not have reference to Gulgeles, only to Shedre. Now let's see the two. Behemoth. Behemoth chayosh nerbis oetzem gulgalto. Perushin is chreitzis berube trefo. Behemberi vekifo daimim em tzorsi o mailo shili matum en ayim. Behemberi govon daimim im okim shisru kvoli shapea. Huli mailo min ayim. So, the strange expression in the Torah is when he says behemberi vekifo daimim em tzorsi o le mailo. What do you mean tzorsi o le mailo? Kifa means the roof of the circumference. Regeva means the roof. But Reva Kifa has nothing to do with the Inai. That's the kasha of this year's foray. Let's leave it for a moment. Afro pisha kum kaim trefo. Vinifriso vichosa vimenu kisela kosef rashi shi trefo. Why do you say kosef rashi? Because according to Rav Natan, vichinli trefo has reference only to Shedre, but not to Gulgeles. So that's why he says, because of Rashi Shi Treifo. According to Rambam, it's not Treifo. Yechein kos v'aramba, shim chos chot yisela Treifo, v'nikvo nikovim sheyesh bem chesorein. So that's a Gemara. In yesh b'kulom yisela Treifo. Suppose you have many nikovim, small nikovim. Each one is less than isela. Is less than isela. But all the nikovim together add up to isela. So it's mitzvah. Ufizet zorich lima masis niktome veilu ksheri yisliko choshek nifchas agogeles mairek shein vik isela. Ubalayito kosafshi kshero. Because the balayito agrees with the shikir of Rabbanatam. That when the Gemara says the chen l'treifo, the Gemara has reference only to Shedre, but not to Gulgeles. By Gulgeles, so if it's nikaf kum shalmeach, so then it's treifo. But if the kum shalmeach is not nikaf, even though a portion of the meach of the Gulgeles is removed, so it's not treifo. So the Balayito agrees with Rav Natan. Shechem yirem v'ibradin v'yorozal shei v'amishne v'ilu k'shiris. Gulgeles shenifchiso v'chein yirem v'ibradin v'yorozal shei v'amishne v'ilu k'shiris. Gulgeles shenifchiso kipshuto v'lo yichilik. So he's midayik from the Russian of his father, the Rosh. That the Rosh agrees with the sheet of the Balayito and Rav Natan that Chisorim, Kisela, and Igulgeles is not Treifo, only Neshedre. Uveif Shalmayim, that's also in Eilu Treifes. Uveif Shalmayim, Kigin Avozis, Vichayitz Behen, Afilu Nika Fe'etzem Elo Kol Shiyu Treifo. So, Vaidheimo, so it's straightforward, Mekorito Rashi, only if the Chisorein consists in Isela. But if it's less in Isela, and certainly just in Eker, if it's not Nikav, the membrane is not perforated, so it's not Trefo. But an offshore mine has such a small head and such a thin head that even a naked makes a trefo. That's peculiar to an offshore mine. Not every earth, but only an offshore mine. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara that from Vova Medal. The Eif Shalmayim in Avozis, let's say, a goose, Pichayitziben, a Pilonika Faetzen, a Lekol Shul Trepo, because it has a very delicate Gulgeles, so Mimele, a very soft and delicate Gulgeles, a goose, so Mimele, the Gemara says that Mvov, so even Nikaf Kol Shul, the Gulgeles, so it's Trepo. Beef shall ya posho, let's say like a chicken or so on, in hikso chudo al reisho, or in okfo, v'yeish lochus, that's the more that involved, shemo nika pakum, so then only goose, so the aloch, because it has a very delicate gulgeles, so even nika pakol shu is trefo, it's in a chayo, but beef shall ya posho, only if it's nika pakum shal meach. So suppose if a weasel, let's say, hit a chicken, al reisho in okfo, v'yish lochush shemo nikra vakum, v'niach yodo v'tzara nekev, v'nei tzimach nishodo yisich pi, v'obey v'klaf imaylo, im yei tzi amei adarach hanekev, v'yedu ha'she nikra vakum, u'treifo, so then we see that the membrane is perforated. Otherwise, the marrow wouldn't come out. But if no meach protrudes, so then food naked, so then it's a riot that the membrane is intact. And if the membrane is intact, some mele it's not treife, because only nikaf kumishal meach makes Behemo and the if yabosho treve, but if it's not nikaf umshal meach, even though there is an ekef in the skull, not only by a neif shalmai, a good special one. Now let's see the shalmai. Behemo chayo. שן ישראל צייצרי בעצם גולגלתו, בין דרעיב גובו, בין דרעיב הקיפה טריפו, אף על פי שעקום קיים. Now, I mentioned that in טריפס, usually we don't go over any taz and chaks inside. But this taz is very important because he discusses the lotion in the tour. בתור זה לשני. בין דרי וכיפו דהיינו ממציאוסו ומיילו, שלמטו מעיניים. בין דרי וגויבו דהיינו ממוקים שמסקר ישפיה, ולמיילו מעיניים. So the question is, that Yosef says that the דברי הטור is made. Which expression is amazing in the tour? The expression that he says, רי וכיפו ממציאוסו ומיילו. רי וכיפו, so means the roof of the of the hekef of the head. So I mean, so why did he say Lemailo, Lemata Menanai? So he explains at Kanshin, Nira Perushe, Shemitrilo Neisein, Simen Hechemaschel Mekimatrius, Vioma Menemtsoi Shogiva Reish, Ulemailo, Do Lemata Menanai Mitadorets, Son of Words, Lemato. So where is the place where you have to start? So to consider it, that Nemtzois, Limato Minayinai, the eye is here. You have to do it in the Beime. So what I'm demonstrating it in my own way. So Limato Minayinai, Litzad Oretz, Meisi Mokim Ulimailo Adakanaim Bihol Mokim Shiyachtise Beheket Biigu Eisi Mokim. In other words, the Torah doesn't mean the three the Kefi means the roll of the size this way. It means you have to start considering it Limatum and Naim and the Reve Kefi at that point. Because you say Reve Kefi, does it mean Reve Kefi? The major portion of the circumference here, the major portion of the circumference here, the major portion of the circumference here, major portion of the circumference here. So the Torah says, is the major portion of the circumference just beneath the eyes. In other words, here, the major portion. So this is, he doesn't mean Reve Kefi this way. He means we start with Matami and Naim, that's the obvious pshat in the Torah. Du matnan tada aoret, ma isi mokum mal al kanayim v'chom mokin shichfise, v'heker v'yig lo isi mokim. V'yafilu b'riv me isi yig ul treife, v'riv gofo ahayne shinar ba shaloi v'yig lo ayake, elo der gofo shalot an naim lo mayro tzad kanayim, inar ba sri v'isi gile gam ki treife, avo matum mokin shmaskel shabeya, ein shim svora lo esa shom b'riv li. Alright. Now. Nifriso v'chosomen kisela treifi v'nikvo nikovim sheyesh bem chisorein im v'nkulom kisela. So there's the Gemara that involves that many small chesreines nikovim can add up to a chosh chisorein kisela sheu shlish tef. So what is isela? What is isela? Isela is a third of a tefach. Now, if we say that the tefach is 4 inches, so then kisela is 1/3 of 4 inches. If we say the tefach is 3 inches, you know, it's not borrowed. So then kisela is 1 inch. Avo pochas muze, yesh la hachshir, afilu bizman hazeh, doi chashinam bideimu minkivas kum shomeach. ובייף המים כאין אב זה ובר אב זה, אפילו ניקה בעצם על כל שהוא טריפה, זה ציגמורה, זה ציגמורה דת נמבוב עם טריפס. ואיף היבושה שנשכו סוחולדה, בשינאו ברישו ישנו פה בעצב אבן, וניח אצבוי בצד הנקב, וניץ אצבוי שום ומח נשאר לו יספיו, בדרך כשום אם לא יביא ושמח לו יוצא מנקב, ידוע של ניקה פרישו מיוקשיר ומיוצא טריפה. ואנחנו נפקים לבדיקת הטריפה. ולכן יש להטריך ניקה פצם הגודלס בכל שהוא, באי, אפילו באי ביבוש. Right now, what I need now? What I need now? 35 after 12? Yeah, okay, we have 10 minutes. So you can start the mark. That may help. ניקה פקום שומח, רב ושמואל דמרי קרוויה, because the meach, the brain has two membranes, an outer membrane and an inner membrane. So Rav Shmuel say that the important thing is the outer membrane. If the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner membrane is intact, it's straight. The Angelo adding up the toys. So Rishini mentioned that there are two girsoys in the Gemara. One girsoy is adding up the toys, the way we have it in our text. That means, according to the Angelo, it's treife only if both membranes are perforated, the outer and the inner. But then there is another girsoy, not adink aftatoye, but the amrelo diink aftatoye. It's a big difference. According to our girsay, in our text, so the second Loshin Gemara says that it's treife only if both membranes are perforated. It's a bikule. According to the girsay, diink aftatoye means that the inner membrane is the important thing. Even if the outer membrane is intact, but he didn't remember it. He's perforated his life. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, v'simone chayse di mansnach mei meiche. That's a simon to remember. A sack in which the marrow is contained. So in other words, so that is the sack is like one covering, like one membrane, and that is the inner membrane. So in other words, to remember it, just the way to remember it. The second lesson. Omer Rav Achana b'shem Levi kinegdi b'beitzim nika. That b'beitzim zochat yochel haki, we have a similar thing. So there we also have two krumim, two members. Shegam lehen v'shnei krumim, livad akis v'echot chitzim, v'echot shabitzim nochem v'gidir shikum atachim shumei avdak nei, v'nika legam v'niach k'veach atzmei, huneisin leisimen beitzim. All right. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Pazi omer v'shem balegim shem bar kapore, meyach kol ma shebideiro, deiro in English, the cranium. So everything that is inside the cranium, nidin kemeach, has the same din like meach, because by meach there is aloche that if the membrane is perforated in mashu, if it penetrates the whole membrane, that is called mashu. So it's straight. Mashin came the spinal cord. So only if it's nifsa berube, but just the naked in the spinal cord does not make a trade. So the question is, when does it have the din of meach of the brain, and when does it have, so it's trade even with the perforation of the membrane, even though it's not severed berube, and when does it acquire the status of the spinal cord, only when severed berube? So anything that is within the cranium of the brain, so even a smallest naked, so whether the outer membrane is inner membrane, oh, that's the little genius. So makes a trade. But beyond that, then it has the status of a spinal cord only when it's severed the rubin. His chalim sheir nidin kechud asher. So the there is a cranium. Koma shibdeo be yelis hachal hischelot is nagdeo los is chut shari chut asher na meach nidin ki meach benekev mashu nimo sheir lot is nagdeo is a chut nidin ki chut it tzik asher. Oma rabisa ben achmeinu edin meforshom meir abishu belevi ki nim shnei pulim yeish munochim al piadeo vea at the entrance of the cranium, so they are bean-like structures, they have the shape of beans at the entrance of the cranium, protruding from the cranium. These two structures extend out, they branch out from the cranium, they protrude. They are two protuberances at the entrance of the cranium. So, minatumim lifnim, from the two bean-like structures and within the cranium, so has a din of the brain. So, nekev mashu is matrik lifnim, minatumim lechutz, so it has a din kechutz. But the question is, suppose there is nekev at that place, like structures, it's not nifsid rubei, but just naked, is a treif or not? Does it still have a din like the cranium, or does it din like the spinal cord? Upul natsmei yedea, umistabret lifi, that it has a din only outside the bean-like structures, it has a din of the spinal cord, and all nifsak rubei is treif. Rebgirmye bodak beite v'ashkach min shnei pulim nochin al pi agdeiro nikav alev libeis chlolei boi rabzeire libeis chol kotn or libeis chol godl. I think that the pashyas is in those who tzino don't explain it that way, but I don't know. But the pashyas is that chol kotn has reference to the oracle. You know, the heart has two ventricles and has two oracles. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention, the Gemara and all the Geshenim mention only two chambers in the heart. Now, I think that the Gemara and the Geshenim, the Rambam also mentions two chambers, because the Rambam considers the two ventricles as one chamber. It's a question of classification, it's arbitrary. We call it the right ventricle, the left ventricle, the right auricle, the left auricle, but it's arbitrary. So the reason is why the Rambam says there are two chambers in the human heart, in the brainless heart, same thing. So because he calls, I'm sure that this is the reason. So that he calls both auricles as one chamber. And after all, they are connected, and both ventricles as one chamber. So the ventricles is called chol godl, and the auricles is called chol kotn. Boy, Rabzeira, libeis chol kotn. I don't understand that. Something I don't understand altogether. He says in the footnotes that base whole cotton is the order. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. The base whole cotton or the base whole god. Omalay Abaye mighty boiloch. Omalay Abaye mighty boiloch. Another question is, Nika Balib is always trefe. Maybe only the membrane of the ventricles was perforated. But if the membrane of the auricles was perforated, it's not right or not. Om la bay mai di boil of mulit na rabbi shino shino from the sense of penis. Bo ma rabbi batach li from rabbi yin vayam ma rabbi shino from the sin bin godo. The big bronchial tube. So here too, only the ventricles. But if the membrane of the auricles was perforated, it's not right. Ho chashke, ho som bis al sin penis kotone. Leiche di shapre sin penis kule. That's the big bronchial tube. B'hochleb is chole kotone. Mali chol godl, mali chol kotn. So it's the same thing whether the membrane of the ventricle was perforated or the membrane of the auricle was perforated, it's still treif. Knei aleif, Dr. Bowden and Dr. Katzenelson, they say both, probably know, they are doctors. I mean, Bowden, I don't think he's a doctor, but he's very knowledgeable. He's a professor of zoology. So they both say that the Knei Aleiv has reference to the aorta. All right. Rabu ma b'mash, if it's nike b'mash, if the aorta is nike b'mash, so then it's treif. Ushmuel ma b'reif b'rubei. That only if it is severed b'rubei, it is treifen. Hey, new clearly. Omar al-Vayitzok, Omar Rab, Chilek, Shalgabi, Daphnis. It's called Chilek. But, so, the Chilek of Daphnis, so they say, that is reference to the Chilek Shalgabi Daphnis. Daphnis, Rokadaitoch, Elo Shalgabi, Daphnis Reo. It's attached to the Daphnis Reo. Omar Amema Mishmeder Rav Nachman, Tloti Konehar. There are three kinds of vessels, of tubes. Chat Poris Lelibe, one goes to the heart, and one goes to the lung, Chat Poris Lelibe, the Chat Poris Lekvei. So, I mean, the one that is Poris Lelibe, so they say that is reference to the aorta. And Poris L'Reyeh definitely has reference to bronchial tubes. The Chat Poris L'Kvedeh, so Dr. Katzenelson, Dr. Bowden is skeptical about it, but Dr. Katzenelson says that the Poris L'Kvedeh has reference to the Vina Cava. You know, this is an artery. So we have two Vina Cavas. We had the superior Vina Cava and the inferior Vina Cava. The superior Vina Cava is the anterior artery, you know, and the inferior Vina Cava is the posterior artery. So that goes to the liver. So the bronchial tube has the status of the re. What's the halacha by re? Even in nekef mashu is matri. So in nekef in the bronchial tube is also matri. The kvele ki kvele. The vina keva has the din like the liver. Liver in nekef in the liver is not matri. Only if it's nitoli gamre. Nitoli akobin in shayim in the plum. So we got the Vina Cava only if it was removed completely, then it's late. But just the nekev in the Vina Cava is not matri the vein. The libe, the aorta, plige. The Dilibe plige mavarafchir. No, dilibe plige. And the libe there is a machlekes. In other words, that's the machlekes. Knealev, the aorta. So there is a machlekes, dilibe plige. Between Rav and Shmuel. Mavarachir masniv. He says differently. That is it. The reye kikvede. The bronchial tube has the status like the COVID. Only the bronchial tube was removed completely straight. But in Nekit Mashu is not matri. Kikvede, the Reye Kikvede, the Kvede, the Vina Cava, has the same status as the Reye. So in other words, Nekit Mashu in the Vina Cava would be matri. The Libe Plige, Samachleik, is between Rav and Shmuel. Also Rafri by Yisif Omer Ishmaizid the Rav Kam Yishmuel Omer Leyoche Omer Rabbe Lu Yoda Bitreif Ezo Lito. I suppose it's late. Okay, didn't go over all the morning, but we're up to date. So what is the last simen we learned? Simen Lamed.